Getting Up While You're Down by Glimmer Clanger, read by Silvercat 1620. Summary. The galaxy was punishing Cody. He didn't know what he'd done, but then again, in his experience, the galaxy didn't need a reason to exact punishment on someone. Things just happened, and then people had to deal with them. Or the one where Obi-Wan suffers a series of wardrobe malfunctions, and Cody suffers for it. Notes. So, this was posted to Tumblr ages ago, but I had to request to put it up here for bookmarking purposes. Thanks for the nudge, Shooting Star Pilot. And here it is. The galaxy was punishing Cody. He didn't know what he'd done, but then again, in his experience, the galaxy didn't need a reason to exact punishment on someone. Things just happened, and then people had to deal with them. Currently, he was having to deal with the fact that Obi-Wan had decided to wear his criffing meditation leggings onto the bridge. He'd said something about Grievous ruining his last pair of slacks, but honestly, Cody hadn't been listening. His boots didn't look quite right over the leggings, but to be fair, Cody wasn't really paying much attention to the boots, either. He'd caught looks at Obi-Wan's legs before, obviously, glimpses when his trousers tore, and he'd gotten used to seeing those legs wrapped up in leggings, when Obi-Wan meditated and sometimes when he sparred. But Cody had learned how to brace for those times. He wasn't prepared to have to focus on the Senate's new orders while Obi-Wan was standing right there in leggings. It was making it hard to concentrate. He knew Obi-Wan had been forced to repeat a question twice because focusing on answering him meant focusing on the state of his dress, and that meant focusing on strong thighs and... "Commander," Obi-Wan asked, frowning over at him, head cocking to the side. "Are you feeling all right?" "Yes," Cody lied, because he felt entirely too itchy under his skin, and also, he wasn't just wearing leggings. The Kaminoans hadn't been exactly generous with space when designing their armors. Things were starting to get uncomfortably snug. They'd pinch if his condition continued to progress. "Are you sure?" Obi-Wan asked, and that was when Tek-Tek came into the room carrying calf for everyone, did a double take at Obi-Wan's direction, and the universe decided to punish Cody a little bit more. "I'm really sorry, General," Tek-Tek said after he tripped on nothing and spilled calf all the way down Obi-Wan's back. "Just, I don't know what happened." Cody had a pretty good idea what had happened. He'd been in prime position to see Tek-Tek's head dip down as he took a good look. "It's quite all right," Obi-Wan said for the second time as though he hadn't just had scalding hot liquid poured down his back. "These things happen," he added, which was fine and true, except these things happening had him peeling off his outer tunic and grumbling, "Oh, it went all the way through. Would you hold this?" Cody took the tunic automatically, consumed with the awareness that his general was, in fact, taking his clothes off on the bridge, which was not entirely without precedent. The Jedi, for the most part, didn't seem to have many qualms about nudity or their bodies. Which was perfectly all right, of course, except that it meant Cody had missed another question because he'd been busy watching Obi-Wan pull at his thinner undertunic, twisting to look at his back. "What?" Cody asked, feeling like he'd perhaps taken a stunner to the back of the head. "I said," Obi-Wan said, looking back at him and arching an eyebrow, "do you think you can finish this up while I go and change?" Of course. Cody wasn't entirely sure what he was agreeing to handle. His gut said he ought to be handling Obi-Wan, standing there in his thin tunic half plastered to him, and his leggings, and... "Thank you, Commander," Obi-Wan said, turning to go. And, oh, the calf really had gone all the way through, painting the under-tunic to his back, the dip of his spine, and the generous, lovely swell of... Chris walked into a console on the other side of the bridge, swore, and made a pained sound. "Everything all right?" Obi-Wan asked, hesitating, just standing there. And Cody really, truly needed to get his eyeline anywhere other than where it was. But, well, it wasn't as though he didn't know about Obi-Wan's physical attributes. It was just that most of the time they were covered up with layers upon layers. There was a physical barrier there to remind him that the things he thought about in his quarters weren't really, well, appropriate. His general had a dimple, apparently, right on the side of his... Fine, sir, Chris wheezed out, waving a hand a little. Don't know what came over me. I could help you down to the med bay, Obi-Wan said, changing directions, concern written all over his expression. We could have Bones take a look at you. Not necessary, Chris said, sounding agonized. Cody could imagine why. He wouldn't want Bones assessing his current condition either. If you're sure, Obi-Wan said with another little frown, and Cody got a clear look at him from the front and Prime's wrinkled ass. But that really was no better, no better at all. But at least he was leaving to put some clothes on. And that was when the galaxy decided to kick Cody when he was down. Proximity alarms started going off, and Chris yelled, voice getting sharper, It's Seppi, sir! I don't know where they came from, but... The first explosion started right around then. By the end of the fight, some hours later, Obi-Wan had lost the undertunic. Cody didn't know where it had gone. All he really knew, lowering his blaster as the last droid fell in a crumpled heap, was that the thin shirt Obi-Wan wore beneath the tunics was barely staying on. One shoulder had torn when a droid tried to grapple him. It was sort of hanging off of his side, dipping open a little bit more each time he moved, and... Cody holstered his blaster firmly and did his best to holster the thoughts in his head. It didn't help that the fight had left his blood singing, thrumming along in his veins. It didn't help that Obi-Wan's chest was sheened with sweat, or that he was breathing hard, or that Cody could see when he leaned forward the shift of muscle all down his back. All right? Obi-Wan asked, nudging him in the shoulder, strands of hair sticking to his face, his cheeks just a little flushed. Cody managed not to make an incriminating sound by biting his tongue. He nodded instead of talking because this was truly uncomfortably close to some of the made-up scenarios he'd indulged in on particularly flustered nights. He'd been trained to consider all possibilities, to let scenarios play out, to run through them. But he was fairly sure the Kaminoans hadn't intended him to consider how he might go about pushing his general against a bulkhead after a fight. He had, anyway. Did you get hit? Obi-Wan asked, the wolfish grin he'd worn at the end of the fight falling away. He stepped a little closer, tugging at Cody's armor, which did not help matters at all. No, Cody said, and cleared his throat because there were freckles, apparently, out on the curve of Obi-Wan's shoulder, and he didn't need to know that any more than he needed to know about the dimple on his I'm fine, sir. Obi-Wan frowned at him. You don't seem fine. In fact, you haven't seemed fine all day. What's... Criffing hell! He snapped the last, looking upwards as the universe drew back its foot to nail Cody again, likely directly in the criffing balls, and the emergency fire suppressant system kicked on above them. Well, this has been an adventure, Obi-Wan said after someone, somewhere, finally got the sprinklers to turn off. He was soaked to the skin, undershirt clinging to his skin, gone sheer from the water. Cody grunted a reply. It seemed all he could manage, trying desperately not to watch a drop of water drip off the end strand of Obi-Wan's hair, hit his shoulder, and roll down over his collarbone. Cody felt, abruptly, parched, mouth gone dry, and it would be very easy to lean forward and lick that droplet up, but... It would also be very easy for Obi-Wan to kick him off the negotiator afterwards. Still, he considered, gaze slipping helpless downwards, it might be worth it. This is ridiculous, Obi-Wan said, sighing, walking down the hall a step ahead of him. This entire day has been one misfire after another. He turned them into a room, reaching his hand back and grabbing the collar of what was left of his shirt as he did, pulling it over his head. And really, the water had spread the fabric over him like a second skin. It wasn't like, a moment ago, Cody had been unable to see the line of his spine, the shift and movement of his shoulder blades. But watching him take his clothes off, the reveal of creamy skin, muscle, and darker scars set like little accents here and there. Well. Cody made to follow. He wasn't sure where they were going. He was just following along. And misjudged the location of the doorframe because he wasn't looking at it, because something had torn the waistband of Obi-Wan's leggings, and apparently the only thing keeping them up was the water, or possibly how lovingly tight they were. He walked fully into the frame, cursing at the sudden and unexpected pain across his forehead and cheek. Cody? Obi-Wan asked, turning back and swearing while Cody brought a hand up. Are you all right? Obi-Wan demanded, stepping closer before Cody could reassure him that, yes, he was fine. The words strangled off when Obi-Wan shifted into his space, frowning, reaching up to bat Cody's hand out of the way. What happened? He adding, well, you're bleeding. Here. And then he pressed the tattered remains of his shirt against Cody's forehead. Hold this. I'm fine, Cody managed to say, belatedly, hoping that no one ever heard that he'd walked into a door hard enough to split the skin, because he'd been too distracted by the way his general's ass looked. Firm, dimpled, and oh, it was so easy to imagine gripping in some leggings. Obi-Wan met his gaze, his eyebrow arched, and said, obviously not. Come in, I think I've still got some Bacta in here. Which was how Cody found himself standing in Obi-Wan's quarters, holding Obi-Wan's shirt against his forehead. Obi-Wan moved over to the little kitchenette, stretching up on his toes to open a cabinet, and, well, on the plus side, Cody didn't really feel the pain in his head. On the negative side, he didn't feel it because he was busy trailing his gaze from the line of Obi-Wan's arm, down his back, to that dimple where he desperately wanted to sweep his thumb over, or, hell, his tongue, and, listening to me, ooh. Obi-Wan was apparently saying. Cody jerked his gaze up in time to realize that the universe had delivered a parting blow to his ribs. Obi-Wan had looked over his shoulder and was, at that moment, staring back at him, expression unreadable. After a beat, his eyes narrowed and he said, wait, all day, have you been... It's the pants, Cody cut in, the words springing onto his tongue quite without his permission. Obi-Wan cocked his head to the side, turning, still watching him with that sharp, weighing expression in his eyes, though his mouth had started twitching up in the corners. There's something wrong with my pants? He asked. No, Cody said, because really there was nothing at all wrong with them. He loved those pants. Yes, he corrected himself, because force. Maybe he'd hit his head harder than he thought, or maybe the problem was that none of the blood in his body had been making it all the way to his brain for most of the day. I mean, he shut his mouth. It seemed the safest way forward. Obi-Wan's mouth curved just a little. He leaned back against the counter and said airily, oh, well, if they're a problem, I suppose I could take them off. Cody's gut jerked as he stared across at Obi-Wan, his breath caught and held in the back of his throat because, Obi-Wan said easy, he could help. And Cody decided, abruptly, that maybe the universe wasn't punishing him at all. The end.